Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On the phone line right now is Dan Schneider, the congressman from the 10th. Pardon me, Brad, welcome to the show. The congressman from
Happy
the 10th Congressional District, north of Chicago, up towards Milwaukee and west of those parts. It was your, what was it, a domestic terrorism bill that the Congress was at least asked to look at again yesterday. Is that right, Brad?
That's right. The House actually passed it last week. And the Senate took it up yesterday. Unfortunately, Republicans in the Senate blocked it from moving forward.
It was a party-line vote in the Senate. What did the bill say? What does it try to do?
So this is a bill, we actually introduced it in the last Congress. It passed the House in 2020 on a voice vote and went to the Senate. Again, Ron Johnson blocked it 2 years ago. What it will do is help protect Americans from domestic terrorists. It creates offices within the FBI, Department of Justice, and Homeland Security, empowers those offices to coordinate with each other when they identify a threat, to prevent that threat from becoming an actual act of terrorism. And it requires the offices to report to Congress twice a year so we do our appropriate oversight.
Would that have anything to do with the school shooting?
You know, the better analogy would be the shooting in Buffalo, where you had a person who specifically targeted African-American community in a town, went to a store and murdered 10 people there. What this is looking for, people who are what the FBI calls domestic violent extremists, motivated by whether it's politics or racial motivations, to commit violence and to threaten people in their stores and schools and in houses of worship or anywhere in our communities.
Yeah, I guess I could ask Ron Johnson about his opposition to it, but then my hair would catch fire. But can you tell me just in general what the opposition is?
Well, I think what we see the Republicans doing is creating straw men that have nothing to do with this bill and arguing against that for whatever reason. I can't get into their heads to explain why they oppose trying to keep all Americans safe as we go about our daily lives, to prevent violent extremists from, whether it's with a gun or other means, threatening what we all are trying to do, living peacefully and building our communities.
Less than a minute left here, Brad, but just does it say anything about gun ownership or use?
It does not. All this does is empowers the FBI, Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security to identify threats, take actions to prevent the threats from becoming tragedies, and working together to do so, and then twice a year reporting back to Congress on their actions and the threats we face as a country.
Last question. Do you see any chance for a revival of this?
I'm going to keep working for it. The bill, you know, after the shooting in Buffalo, I reached out to Speaker Pelosi and said we need to take action on this bill. I was pleased in the House that we were able to bring it forth and quickly get it passed. And I'm hopeful that we can find a path in the Senate.
That's the domestic terrorism bill sponsored by 10th District Representative Brad Schneider. Brad, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you.